It is. I think you're right on the money. I think it is an issue that's forefront for the voters in this election cycle. Around every kitchen table in the district, I know moms and dads are talking about how this impacts them in a very real way and how the monies that we're throwing down the black hole of failed foreign policy in Iraq are detracting from all the things that we have to get done here at home, including real increases in our own homeland security. You know, just today I opened up the newspaper and the headline says, "Violence sweeps across Iraq." This is just today in the Democratic Chronicle on August 28th. Some 50 people dead yesterday, some six more killed in action, American soldiers. And I contrast that with a quote recently from my opponent where he said, and I quote, "Once you get through the apprehension, it really isn't bad. You can almost forget you're in a war zone." Well, unfortunately, there are six families in this country today who for the rest of their lives will never forget that their sons were killed in an active war zone in Iraq yesterday. We're facing probably the largest single strategic blunder in the history of American foreign policy, and we need to get out of Iraq. And we need to get out of Iraq immediately. Now, the statement is, what does immediately mean? Logistically, just in sheer reality, the president said we're leaving today. It would take between 6 and 18 months to make that happen, just to move the men and the equipment. That's the reality. I mean, I was part of Desert Storm. I spent 24 years in the United States military, and I understand the difference between what it says to do it now and what now means. I can't imagine a scenario under which there's any justification to have large formations of U.S. military combat personnel in Iraq 2 years from today. I can't come up with one under any circumstances. And I think the way out is to use the model, well, first off, no matter what we do, we're caught between a D-minus and an F-plus. We've had 3 years of misguided and failed foreign policy in Iraq, period. So what do we do now? I think we look at the lessons of Bosnia, where I was. I spent, like I said, 24 years in the military, three different combat zones of operation, Desert Storm, Bosnia, and Beirut. So in Beirut in 1983, when the towers came down, I lost my Naval Academy roommate of 4 years. From those experiences, I draw a lesson. And the lesson is, in Bosnia, we knew we had a three-way ethnic civil-religious war, much like we have in Iraq today. I think we need to fess up to the reality that we're dealing with three entirely different entities, a Kurdistan, a Shiistan, and a Sunnistan. Now, I was delighted to see national leaders like Senator Biden and Ambassador Gelb, a recognized regional expert, join in this philosophy that the only way we're going to get out of there is by understanding that we have basically three different countries that are engaged in a civil war.